Dan Hawkins, though, is not concerned about that. Hawk was in Lincoln, Nebraska for the Maryland-Nebraska football game. By the way, Beef or Brady's is the Nebraska fan headquarters. But Hawk's got other things on his mind, like maybe getting back into the coaching game. He's here to talk to us about that. Hawk, how are you?
I'm terrific, guys. Doing great.
Hawk, it's awfully odd, I'm assuming, in your situation to, you know, consider this opportunity with Butch Davis and Florida International University, but then read a couple of times over the weekend that you've accepted this job. You know, did you know that you'd accepted the job already?
Well, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. You know, if somebody talked to the gardener who talked to the guy, the mailman, you know, then it's got to be true.
Yes, that's what we thought, Hawk. That's why we're coming to you. But in all seriousness, let's first start with, you know, I guess the spark in all this is, what kind of a relationship is there with Butch Davis? How have you known him, and what's that been about?
You know, I first got to know Butch when we were on the Nike coaches trips. He and his wife, Tammy, were on there. Obviously doing the TV thing, you bump into each other and talk. I also, I had interviewed at Tampa Bay when Greg Schiano was down there, and he was with Greg, and so we spent a great deal of time there together. And so that's kind of the extent of it. When this thing happened, he called me up and wanted to know if I was interested. He just said, ever since you interviewed at Tampa Bay, he said, I always thought you were a good guy, but then you were so passionate and your details and your thought process. And he said, I always thought, man, if I ever get another job, I got to get this guy on my staff.
Coach, when you look at these kinds of situations, how much do you look at the coach as a person? Because I would imagine you aren't going to go to work for just any old coach. So what do you look for in the human being? Not the coach himself, but what do you like to work with?
Exactly right, Mike. I totally believe that, you know, the people with you're with is extremely important. And everybody I talked to that worked with Butch said, hey, he was great. Let you do your job, really into the family thing, really good to the kids. And, you know, like any good head coach, he said, hey, now if you're having problems in third down, he's going to come down there and go, what's going on? What do we got to do? But that's what the head coach is supposed to do. But I just think in terms of the atmosphere, in terms of being with guys that like to laugh, that are good teachers and also good coaches and take their job seriously and understand how to do their job, but also people that you want to be around. And if you've been around Butch for all his accolades and everything he's done, he's a very down to earth guy. I mean, he's not a big ego guy by any means. And that's important to me. You guys know me. I don't run my show like that. I don't want to work for somebody that runs a show like that. We all know there's a boss. We all know who's in charge, but let's roll up our sleeves and get in there and go to work. And so I was very, very impressed with everything people had to say about who worked for him. And like I said, all my dealings with him have been great.
So, Hawk, has there been an offer extended to you or a consideration that you should have? Or how do you describe where you're at right now with FIU?
Yeah, we're definitely, he definitely wants me to do it, and I definitely want to do it. We're trying to iron out a few details. Nothing has been firmed up by any means at this point. And they have not released it, and quite frankly, I don't think they can. I mean, they still have a season going on, and they still have a game to play. And so, even if I did say yes right now, it wouldn't mean that I could be a coach because I would be too many guys on the staff. So, they've got to play their season out. But we definitely have talked, and those talks were good and very encouraging.
So, Hawk, when he heard your presentation material to Schiano in Tampa, were you interviewing there for what kind of a position job there?
I was actually interviewing for the special teams coordinator job there. And
So if Butch Davis witnessed some of this, what made him say, boy, I really liked his special teams pitch. I think I'll let him run my offense.
Well, you start getting into a whole other ball of wax. And then what's very interesting in this, in the TV deal is, you know, if you're working a show or you have automatically, it's funny, all the coaches, whether it's me and Bilotti or, you know, whoever it is, you, you know, Mack Brown or back when it was Bob Davey, you started getting in a corner and start talking football. And guys just start talking about what they like, what they don't like, what they see, you know, what ought to happen and things that impress them. And, you know, eventually you kind of start thinking, I kind of like his thought process a little bit. So I think that was it. I mean, I think he likes my thought process and where I'm at and, you know, how we put it together and the level of detail and the organization and all that.
Dan Hawkins is our guest. He's an ESPN commentator, former head football coach at Colorado and Boise State, is contemplating becoming the offensive coordinator at Florida International University with Butch Davis, the head football coach. He's joining us here on Sports Radio, The Ticket.
Coach, how important was it for you to get back into coaching? I would imagine that's your number one passion beyond family and the important things in life, but were you comfortable not ever coaching again, or was this something that was very, very important to you?
I've turned down a bunch of spots over the years. I've tried to get in on some that you can't get in on, and that's been very humbling. you know, it's interesting when your phone used to blow up and then people don't even take your call. So that's always humbling, but that's okay. That's part of life. But I do want to coach. I have a tremendous passion for mentoring kids. I do have a tremendous passion for scheming it up, and I love that. I love the competition part of it, and really trying to get back into the fires of the whole thing. Just like many things, you don't miss, you know, some of the pressures and some things that happen with media and sometimes all of that. But there's no panacea in life. There's no Shangri-La. I mean, all things you have to take. But I really miss the engagement with the kids a lot. I really miss being in the locker room, being on the practice field, mentoring those guys. I've been so very blessed, really even since I've been out, just so many of my former players, you know, they reach out and they tell you how much you meant to them and saying this. And a lot of things you say, guys don't think about at the time and what does that have to do with goal line offense. But I always tell them when you got two hands on the steering wheel and you're driving down the freeway with three screaming kids in the back seat, you'll figure it out. And, so you miss that, and I know that those kind of coaches need to be in college, and they're still important. They're important in guys' lives, and you know, amongst all that, like I said, you get to have some fun. You get to drop some voodoo in the sand and go out on Saturdays and see it play out, and it's all pretty magical.
You've never been one to shy away from going to crazy places, exotic places, getting out of your comfort zone, as you like to say. I would imagine Miami isn't exactly your comfort zone.
Yeah, and that's a little bit part of the allure, Mike. To be honest with you, I mean, it's a little farther away from my grandkids than I'd love to be, but they definitely have a lot of players. I mean, you only need about a carload of gas, and you're pretty good. You can make a loop and throw out some fishing line and get some pretty good football players. So you don't even have to get in on a plane and, to some degree, you are going to go to North Florida a little bit, but you could stay in South Florida and recruit your whole class. But it is a whole new environment, and being on the ocean and being where it's warmer is a little bit different. And being in that kind of environment, I was down there and went to a couple of receptions, and anyway, it was cool. It was a whole sort of a different foray and something I haven't done before, and that's again part of the beauty of it.
Hawk, I know that. In looking at the deal that Davis has there, he's got a 5-year contract, which is standard. But what made him want to get back in the game? He last head coached in college at North Carolina till 2010, and I think he messed around some, must have been there with Ciano with the Buccaneers as an advisor, it's listed. But he hasn't coached since then. He's 65 now. When you asked him what made him get back in it or why now, what'd he say?
Yeah, it was a lot of those same type things I talked about. That combined with FIU is really going to make a commitment in this deal. They're building a brand new practice facility. They're building a players lounge. The staff salary pool is going to be the largest in the conference. They're doing some things administratively and allowing him to have the sort of infrastructure that he needs when it comes to quality control and player personnel and recruiting and ops and all those things. But they're an institution of 50,000 kids. They graduate more people in 1 year than the University of Miami has in school, 10,000 people a year. It is a growing, budding university. The president is totally on board. He gets what a great football program can do for their institution, and they really want to be a top 25 team. And with the recruiting pool that they're in, they certainly can have a shot at that.
So, Hawk, they play on campus there. Are there any discussions about changing that situation?
No, and I don't think you want to. It's great. They're right next to the dorm. They have a whole bunch of on-campus housing, and they've had some other housing that's been built right across the street. And even though it's a big, you know, it's a big university, it's got kind of your on-campus vibe to it. You have a lot of kids. Everybody in the football team lives right in there. Nobody lives, you know, far away from campus. Everybody lives right around the school. So, no, I think they have that stadium there. And Butch even joked, he said, by the time he leaves, I hope they put another deck around the top of this.
Well, yeah, because it's only 20,000 now. So they, if they want to go into top 25 world, they're going to have to expand that. But I guess you win enough games and that stuff takes care of itself, Hawk. And looking at
well, the reality is, Jeff, I go around the country and I do all these other games that have these huge stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably put about five games worth of attendance in a stadium that's got 20,000 seats. I mean, I go around the country and see a lot of these places, and there's nobody there. Everybody's dressed up as empty seats.
Yeah, that is a discussion for another day. But what are assistant contracts? You know, what are they like at FIU? Is that a private or a public school, Hawk?
That's a public school. Yep.
So how many public years school. Can they give assistant football coaches on contracts?
They're a yearly deal. Yep. They're yearly deals.
Well, I guess in that situation, you know, the commitment doesn't, I don't know, it can't be further than 1 year for everybody, so everybody's kind of in the same boat. Was it that way at Colorado? And I think back in the day at Boise State when you were around, I don't think you guys could offer multi-year deals then either, could you?
No. Jeff, when I was at Colorado, they had 30 days. You were an at-will employee. If you were terminated, you had 30 days and you were out on the street. Done. You didn't even have a year contract.
Wow.
And that was a problem. Quite frankly, that was a problem. And, yeah, when I was at Boise, it was a year-long deal. Gene was not really wanting to go more than a year. And to some degree, it can go back and forth. I mean, on some hand, it seems like good for the coach, but depending on what your buyout is, if you got a two-year deal and you decide you want to leave after a year, then you're stuck. I've actually seen it go both ways. I mean, sometimes it's a security blanket for a coach, but the other times it can be a leash as well.
Hawk, will you have any input, and can we expect if you take this gig, and I'm assuming this is going to happen here once the regular season's complete, to see some maybe familiar names on the offensive side that maybe you've coached around at Boise State or Colorado?
Yeah, we've talked about a number of guys, and he's got obviously a big pool. He's been around too, and we talked about this. We both could have a whole legal pad worth of guys you can put on there, but you're trying to find the right chemistry. And yeah, I certainly have recommended a bunch of people that I know and I've coached with and I love and respect and are good people and good coaches and would love to have them in the war room with you. And so I think he's kind of just waiting until this season plays out to see what will happen, and go forward from there. But we all know we got to have great chemistry in a room. And, I've been on both sides of it. I've been where it's been like family. And it's great. There's no egos. Everybody's trying to do their part. I've also been on the other side where you got some egos involved, and it's tough. And when you're that close, you're living with each other basically 18 hours a day, you need great chemistry and people on the same page. Because if they're not, it really is painful. It's hard.
Well, this will be interesting then, Hawk, because the regular season's complete after this weekend. Should we expect to see something? And if you make it formal, I know we're in a dead period for recruiting. There's only so much you can do, right?
That is correct. Yeah, can't get out can't get out. Now the good thing is if it goes quiet, you know, in between there, and you have some quiet period, you know, if you're down in Miami, those guys can come over to campus. Now, if it's dead, you can't have any contact with them at all. But if you do have days where they go quiet, they can obviously get over and see you, even though you can't get out on the road.
Well, it's going to be exciting to follow all this, Hawk, and I hope this comes together. It sounds like it's pretty darn close. Just some timing issues may need to be worked out, so we'll have to stay in touch with you.
Yeah, kind of exciting. So in between, I'll be headed to Utah State. I got the Aggies at BYU this weekend, so I'll be climbing in the booth again.
Well, that'll be good. Hopefully, I'll get a bowl game too, Hawk. It's always good talking to you. Thank you.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.